Okay, today's daf is Megillah, daf Yud Aleph. We are on Yud Amabez, and we are in the middle of the drashos of the beginning of the Megillah, which occurs here on daf Yud and daf Yud Aleph, and it continues. Last point we made was based on the pasuk, various different Amoraim started their shiurim in Yonei Esther, with different psukim from Tanakh. We pointed out from the Pnei Yoshua, this is going back to the issue that was raised on Dav Zayin, what is the right that Esther is in Tanakh? So that's why many of the Amoraim wanted to justify, so to speak, the fact that Esther is in Tanakh, and therefore they found Ramazim to Esther in other psukim earlier in Tanakh. So the last one we just mentioned was the pasuk from the Tochacha, the pasuk from Dvarim Perachav Ches, where the pasuk says, "V'haya kasher sas Hashem aleichem lehitiv eschem, ken yasis lahara eschem." Just like Hashem will be happy to be good, so to yasis, He will cause others to be happy, lahara eschem, to do evil to you. And that's a reference to what Haman and Achashverosh did. And during that drasha, the Gemara is medayik that it doesn't say that Hashem is happy, it's just that He causes others to be happy when evil is done to us. And the way that the Gemara got there was by asking a question: does Hashem really is Hashem really happy when there's mapalash al rishayim? It says that He does not rejoice, and the malachim wanted to say shira during kriyas yamsuf, and Hashem did not let them. And the question that I alluded to at the end of the shir yesterday was, that what about Az Yashir? Why did they say that the Malachim weren't allowed to say Shira? Vatem Omrim Shira? So there are two answers suggested to give for that question. Number one, meaning we say Az Yashir, but we don't say Hallel. What's the difference? So number one is, maybe there's a difference between people who are actually going through an ace, even though there's Mapalash al Rishaim, Mapalash al Sonim, but if somebody's going through it themselves, they have the right to give Hakara and to recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was doing it, and therefore, that's why they were able to say Az Yashir, and that's what we're supposed to feel like every morning. When we say Az Yashir, it's as if we're witnessing Kriyas Yamsuf every single day, and we have to try to get into the shoes of Am Yisrael on the banks of the Yamsuf. Number one. Number two, the Mishnah's Rabbi Aaron, and Baron Cutler says, Sheyeshnam Shnei Inyanim Ba'amira Shira. Well, there are two purposes for saying Shira in general. Why do we say Shira? Harishon, hu akaras atov l'borei olam, v'yedei Shira zu, notzeres kirva v'dveikus b'Hashem yisbarach. Through saying Shira, I get closer to Hashem. U'mischazekes eitzel ha'adam ha'emuna, b'ashkachaso, v'inyan zeis kayem b'shiras v'yemshol b'nei Yisrael. Through Shira brings me closer to Hashem, and that's what happened at Az Yashir. Az Yashir, through the singing, became closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But then there's a second type of Shira. It's connected to the first idea, but it's a little different. Hu etzem ha-shevach l'bori. It's just per se being mishaveach Hashem. Even if I don't get closer, I'm somewhat of an outsider. Shekach ra'ui lehisna'eg lefanav. It's an automatic reaction that we must have. Kisharoen b'galuy is gadlus hashkachaso ba'olamo. When we see the greatness of Hashem's hashkacha. And that's what the malachim wanted to say. The malachim don't move. As we know, the malachim are called omdim. They're not holchim. They're not mahalchim. So they're not moving. And they wanted to say shira. So that sometimes is not ratzui lefnei Hashem. If it's a shira that's not going to bring a being closer to Hashem, so then when there is ivadon ma'aseh yadav, so then it is not appropriate. Or hashlamas kol ha'halel ein tosefes v'hasaga chadasha be'inyan shel dveikus b'Hashem el rak amir shevach mushlam karaui v'zeh lo ratzui l'gabei neis she'avdu b'ma'aseh yadav shel Hashem. So why don't we say Hallel on the seventh day of Pesach? Right, if we're not the malachim, right, the stood the Gemara at the end of Rosh Hashanah, Bikshu Malachai Yisharis Lomar Shira. Also on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it appropriate. The malachim are always wanting to say Shira. And Hashem says no, because that's not going to bring you closer. But if it's us, we generally say Shira. But there might also be reasons, counter pressure, that even some days where by human beings, we should say Shira, we still don't. So that is why on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur we don't, because it's still, we're being judged. The Gemara says it's inappropriate, and that reason applies to Am Yisrael as well. Or the other reasons given why we don't say Shevach on the, why we don't say on the last day, the Gemara in Arachin, the Gemara we had on Daf Yud that says that there is no separate carbon on Pesach, that's a separate reason given other than the issue of Masa Yadai Tovim Bayam. So that's just another, point relating to the difference between Az Yashir and the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the Malachim, Masayad Tovim Bayam, Atem Amorim Shira. Okay, so we continue now, five lines from the bottom, with more Psukim. how the Amoraim started off their shiurim on Esther. Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana Pasach Lapiska Lai Pashas Amehacha. He started with the following: the pasuk from Koheles, La Adam Shetov Lefanav Nasan Chachma Vadas Vasimcha, to the man who is good in front of him, in front of Hashem. Hashem gave wisdom, da'as, and happiness. So who is that referring to? Is Mordechai HaTzadik. For the Mordechai, that's somebody who was tov in front of Hashem. So Hashem gave him all these brachas. V'lachote nasan inyan le'esof v'lechnos. And to the sinner, he gave to gather ze Haman. That is referring to Haman. L'seis latov lefteho elokim, to give the good to Hashem, to give the good of the Russia to the Tzaddik. We need to give everything from that the Russia has good to the Tzaddik. Zeh Mordechai v'Esther, it's referring to Mordechai v'Esther, that they were Mekabel, the Osher of Haman. Tachsiv, Atasam Esther is Mordechai al Beis Haman. So you see, Hashem takes the Tzaddik and gives him certain gifts, and then takes the Russia and takes the gifts from the Russia and gives it to the Tzaddik. Says the Mefarshim here, the Manos HaLevi. Rav Salevi, as we know, is the Rav Shlomo Alkabitz, as the author of L'chadodi, in his commentary on Megillas Esther, as we mentioned a couple of days ago, regarding Mishloach Manos. That's the most famous comment that Manos HaLevi ever made, and that is Mishloach Manos is about Ava V'Yachva and the Nafkamina that Shita has with the Chumash Tadeshin, assuming it's a real Machlokas. That's how the Achronim line it up. But in the Hakdama to his Sefer, he also says that there's a secret regarding this Makar, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always Makdim Refuah Lamaka. He gave, we're going to get back to this also. Actually, before we get to the Manos HaLevi first, he already mentioned it, that he says, through the Amelus, we'll get back to the Makdim Refuah Lamaka in a minute, says the Manos HaLevi, Shemorachai Kibelas Ashro Shel Haman, Bizchus She'asak B'Torah B'chol Kocho. Through the Esek in Torah that he pushed himself, that's why he was zochet to get. Because when somebody has amelus b'Torah, they're zochet to all the brachos. V'yafilu b'toch hiskabrus hatzara b'osos man. Even though there was a terrible tzara going on at that time, and he was sitting in sackcloth and he was davening, but he was also giving shir. Like the Medrash tells us in Esther, Shehamad balakachad es Mordechai la'kivol asus, when Haman came to Mordechai to put him on the horse, umatza oso oseik b'Torah b'karbana omer. And he found he was in the middle of giving shiur and Hilchos Menachos. Hilchos Menachos. Right, it was the Karban HaOmer, the second day of Pesach. V'yomar lo, she'oso limud Torah gavra rav Ashro. And he said to him, you're limud HaTorah. I see, that's gonna wipe me out. U'mishim kach, that's why nitan beso shalaman rak l'Mordechai, she'osek b'Torah. He was the one that was osek, because when we're osek b'Torah, even through difficult times, so that brings tremendous bracha, similar to what we said earlier, back on Dav Gimel, Yoshua ben Nun, when the Sar Tzva Hashem comes, and Yeshua asks him, are you here because I was mevatel karban tamid or bitul Torah? He says, atabasi. So he says, lon betocha emek, lon ba'omka shel Torah. And we pointed out from the Minchas Asher that it wasn't stam that he started learning something on a superficial level. Ba'omka shel Torah, then depth. And that's what they did, even though there was a lot more happening at that time. Right? There's an unbelievable video you might have seen it at some of the Chayalim at the Gaza border, that in the middle of the night, a couple of nights ago, there was a siyamein, a Maseches Tainus, in the middle of the night. Unbelievable. Betoch Hatzara, betoch everything happening, Talmud Torah shining through. Unbelievable, inspirational moment for Klal Yisrael. One other hara from the Iyun Yaakov. Iyun Yaakov, one of the Mefarshim in the Ein Yaakov, right here, also notes, what did it say? That Hashem gave Chachma to Mordechai. That's the bracha. Adam Shetobay Navi gave Chachma. And then to the sinner, he gave much riches, Le'esofa Lechnos, and then he switched it. So you know what this is emphasizing? Kadosh Baruch Hu is Makdim Refuah V'Maka. Hashem gave the Chachma to Mordechai. Why? So he could understand the language. And then he could get written down in the Sefer HaZichronos. And he gave the Osher to Haman because he knew Mordechai was eventually going to get it. Hakavana. What's the Chachma? Leida b'shevim lashon. Sheyada ma'medabrim. Biksan v'seresh. Memele hekdim refuah l'maka l'kach. V'yachar kach nosan inyan le'esof. Taino adas yachin rasha v'yobash sadik. As Eov said, v'yidezet is galgal adavar. V'atase Mordechai al-beis Haman. There's so much that we don't understand. There's so much behind the scenes that's going on. And we see it at a certain point, but we don't fully understand it. We don't know what's happening until after the event. Or many times in this world, we don't even understand it after Me'av Esrim, until the Olam HaEmes, when we will see that everything fits in to the jigsaw puzzle called life. Okay, we continue now, second to last line. Rabba Bar Ofron, Pasuk LaPiskalai Parshas Abehacha. Rabba Bar Ofron, it's close to Ephron, Bali Tosfos elsewhere, talk about that sometimes this is formulated as Ephron, and is that appropriate that somebody has the name Ephron? Sometimes there's a name Avishalom, so each time Bali Tosfos is trying to say it's a little different. It's Ofron, it's Avishalom, not Avshalom, but they sound pretty close. Tosfos right here, at the bottom right. Rabba Bar Ofron Garsinon, Velo Garsinon Ephron, the Shemer Shom Yerka, Velo Masku Shmayu. Right, we don't want to use Ephron as a name in Yahadus, as we don't want to use various Rishayim's names, and therefore that can't be the name. That's why it is Ofron and not Ephron. We've quoted in the past the beautiful thought. It's been a while, so I'll mention it again. Beautiful thought quoted from Rev Yonatan Eibeschitz. Rev Yonatan Eibeschitz says, "How could we have a Rabbi Yishmael? Yishmael wasn't such a great tzaddik. How could we have a Rabbi Yishmael?" Question one. Question two. He says, "How is it that?" The paragraph, the brisa that the Minhag of Klal Yisrael has to say every morning is Rabbi Yishmael Omer. Usually when you have a machlokes between two parties in a Mishnah, you say the first opinion and then you say Divrei Rabbi Blank. And then you say Rabbi Blank Omer. When you start a paragraph, you don't say the name first, you say the verb first. Amar Rabbi Blank. That's how a paragraph starts. So here this is the beginning. So why don't we say Amar Rabbi Yishmael? Why is it Rabbi Yishmael Omer? And the third question he asked is one of the Midos, and he said this, by the way, when he first met his future father-in-law, because they were meeting at a tavern in between towns, and his father-in-law wanted him to say a vart, that he didn't have any svarim. He said, "What do you have here, a sitter?" Okay. He took the sitter and he said this thought. The third idea, he says, how could there be klalu prat, pratu klal, the different rules for the Yigibo Midos, ein muktu b'mucher b'torah? Right, how could you have? Maybe it's klal prat. Maybe it should be prat klal. So Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, based on the Gemara in the first parak of Maseches Pesachim, and using a Rashi at the end of Chayasara. Rashi at the end of Chayasara tells us that when Avram Avinu died, it says that Yitzchak and Yishmael buried him. Yitzchak and Yishmael should be Yishmael and Yitzchak. Yishmael is older. Why does the Pasuk say Yitzchak first? Because the Gemara, the Rashi quotes the Medrash, Mikach Asa Yishmael Tshuva. Oh, Yishmael did Tshuva. Shmuel did tshuva, that's why he is first. So the question is, what do you mean? Ein muktu b'mucher b'Torah. Says the Gemara in Psachim, in the first parak, and it's an obvious answer. You say ein muktu b'mucher b'Torah by sections in the Torah. By psukim in the Torah, but also inyin. It says, Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Lemar. Well, that's not a pasuk. It should say Hashem, Vayidaber, Lemar, Moshe. No, of course not. No, when you have it, but also in, of course, there's the Torah is written in chronological order. So too, that's the answer. That's how you know that Mukta, that's how you know that Yishmael did Shuvah. Because it says in the very same pasuk, Yitzchak, he let Yitzchak go first. Yitzchak go at first, Vayikbor Yitzchak, Yishmael, they buried their father. That's how you know that Yishmael did Shuvah. So now we get back, says Rav Yonatan Eibeschitz, to the Rebbe Yishmael Omer. He says, that's how we know, first of all, that there could be a Rebbe Yishmael. Why could there be a Rebbe Yishmael? Because he did tshuva. He wasn't a Rasha at Sof Yamav. And Rebbe Yishmael, the fact that there is a Rebbe Yishmael Omer, teaches me, we learn, Klalo Prat Prato Klal V'chulu, and the Yud Gimel Midos that we can darshan. So it's a deeper understanding of not some Rebbe Yishmael says, but Rebbe Yishmael Omer. The fact that there is a Rebbe Yishmael Omer teaches me that's how it can be Rebbe Yishmael. That's how we know Prato Klal, and that's why the name Rebbe Yishmael is first. The Harifus that he used to impress his father-in-law. Okay, that's in terms of names. So back to the Gemara. Second to last line. Rabba Bar Ofred Pasach Lapiskulai Parshas Amehacha. Rabbi Bar Ofron opened up his shir in Megillas Esther, saying the following: "V'samti kis'i be'elim va'avadti misha melech misarim." I put my throne in Elim, which is, Rashi says, Shushan Habira was in Elim, as the pasuk says in Daniel, and I destroyed from there melech misarim, kings and princes. Melech zuvashti. That's Vashti, the granddaughter of Nebuchadnezzar, as we mentioned yesterday. This Sarim, Zehaman Vaseres Banov. And princes, that's Haman and his sons. Rav Dimi Bar Yitzchak, Pasach LaPiskalai Parshas Amehacha. Rav Dimi started his shir on Inyonim of Esther with the following pasuk: Ki Avadim Anachnu. It says in Ezra, Rashi here says, Pasuk u'b'sefer Ezra, a number of times when Psukim and Ksuvim are quoted, that they're not so popular, they're not from the Nevi'im, which was, I guess was more popular, Rashi tells us where the Pasuk is. So Rashi says it's a Pasuk in Sefer Ezra. Ke'avadim anachnu uva'avdu seinu lo'azavanu elokeinu, and in our servitude we did not believe our Hashem. Vayet aleinu chesed lefnei malchei paras. And Hashem did chesed to us in front of the Persian kings. So Amasai, what is this Pasuk referring to? Bisman Haman, or Bisman Mordechai, in the time of Purim, and that's that the Pasuk is referring to. So again, it's a remez to the story of Purim. Rav Chanina bar Papa, Pasuk lapiskalai, Parshas lamehacha. Rav Chanina bar Papa, one of the sons of Rav Papa that we mentioned at Asiyah, quoted from this Pasuk, here kavta enosh l'roshenu, you put men over our heads, banu ba'eshu b'mayim, we have come in fire and water. What does that mean? When did we come in fire and water? Ba'esh b'yemei Nebuchadnezzar harasha. In fire, in the time of Nebuchadnezzar, right? The base of Eidosh was burned. That's fire. Or, Rashi quotes, Shetzilanu l'toch ha'kivshan, Hanani Mishal Vazayim, was thrown into the fire from Nebuchadnezzar. U'bimayim b'mei paro. Water in the times of paro, right? Either when they threw the babies into the Nile, or Kriyas Yapsuf, b'mayim b'mei paro. V'totzi'enu lirvaya. Last phrase, and Hashem took us out, lirvaya. Lirvaya is overflowing, kosi rivaya, overflowing happiness, bimei Haman, in the days of Haman. That's the pasuk that Rav Chanina bar Papa used from Sefer Tehillim. Why is Totsi'enu lirvaya used by Haman? So the Marsha says, this goes back to what we mentioned in the past couple of days. We mentioned this back on Dav Zion, that all the Nisim of Purim happened through Mishteh. And that's why we know Totsi'enu lirvaya refers to the story of Haman. Remember we mentioned the Abu Dram, who says that that's why there's a mitzvah, there's an idea of Chai Vedesh Levesume, whatever that means, as we spoke about it, because all of the Nisim of Purim happened through wine, and that's why there is an idea of drinking wine on Purim. I remember Rashi quoted Lishtakar b'yayin yayin dafka, it's not to get drunk, but it's to drink wine. The Alshich in Megillas Esther has an amazing comment. He says that why is it here that the first two, referring to Paro and Nebuchadnezzar, they both remind us they're mazkir the tzara. While when it comes to Purim, the pasuk is mazkir the Yeshua. Why do we focus? We focus on the Eish and the Mayim when it comes to Nebuchadnezzar and to Paro. And we focus on the Totsi'enu lirvaya when it comes to Haman and the Purim story. Explains the Alshach based on a Zohar. The Zohar tells us, Bezohar Mavuar, Sheyesh Chiluk Bein, Misha Nilkad Bidechayos Hamamisos, Kimo Aryeh Venachash Vachadome. There is a difference. And we quoted this once before, we'll say it again where. So there's a difference between someone who, Rachman al-Islan, is in a dangerous situation amongst wild animals, a lion or a snake, obi deim domeim shemes al yado, or with an inanimate object that person could die from, kegosh enafal eishol amayim, like fire and water. None of these have minds of their own. They do have minds, I guess animals have minds, they're alive, they don't have intellect. So there's a difference, says the Alshach, between being in a dangerous situation with animals and natural disasters, lebein mishenerag bidei adam baal bechira, versus a situation where there is a person, a baal bechira, who is on the other side. Kivan shenakel yoser beinei Hashem lahatzilo mimikrei ufigei ateva lefi ma'alaso shel ha'adam. It's easier, so to speak, for Hashem to step onto the scenes and to control the situation. Hashem never likes to break teva or to take away someone's bechira chashis. Hashem generally does not like to do that. Sometimes he does, like Bilam Arasha. Hashem took it away and changed his klala to bracha. But generally Hashem doesn't want to do that. So it's, so to speak, easier for him to get involved when it's animals, when it's fire, when it's water, may asher lahatzilo midei adam. More than, easier than a situation where there is a person on the other side. Shebahatzala mimenu, because if Hashem saves, and he does sometimes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevatlas koach habechira. Hashem has to totally take away his bechira. V'imkein yevatlu schar va'onesh. V'zekasha be'inav harbe yoser. That's much more difficult to do. And he brings a raya, and this we've quoted in the past from the Arachayim HaKadosh. But he brings a raya, that is why Reuven, it's adif to Reuven to throw Yosef into the pit that to kill him. What the brothers say, let's kill him. And Reuven said, no, Reuven Yehuda, don't do that. Don't kill him, throw him in the pit. But the pit had snakes and scorpions.
And we know the Mishnah tells us in Yevamos, if a man falls into a pit with snakes and scorpions, his wife could get remarried. Right? They could give testimony that he died. So it's basically killing him. So what's there to killing him and throwing him into the pit? Ah, because they knew this Zohar. That if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if we kill him, so then, says Ruvay, says Yehuda, you know, that's one thing. But you know what? We're not sure. Maybe he's a Rodef, maybe he's not. They weren't sure. How should they down him? They'll throw him into the pit. Now it's up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, Hashem wants to protect him. Hashem can protect him. Right? Ruvay shehadif lahashlichas Yosef labor mali nachashiv agrabim yasher yishpachu echav his damo. Obviously, it's assuming that Ruvay knew there were snakes and scorpions there. Right? Some the Torah Tavima says maybe he didn't know because it says vayashlichu, and we know from a Mishnah in Maseches Tamid that to be mashlich is 20 amos, and you can't see above 20 amos, as we know from the halachas of lighting chadika candles and the lahait of schach, etc. Putting all of those sources together. But either way, assuming that he knew, so it's easier to get involved with animals and water and fire. Ulefizeh, says the Alshech. Using this, now we understand why the Pasuk focuses on the Esh and the Mayim by Nebuchadnezzar and Paro, while it focuses on the Hatzalah when it comes to Haman. Ulefizeh, Mizba'er Godel HaHatzalah Bidei Haman Arasha. We see the amazing Hatzalah by Haman. SheRatzalah Abdam. What was the Tzara? The Anshei Shushan were going to kill us. That was the gzeira. SheRatzalah Abdam B'cherev Bidei Adam. Me Asher B'Yimei Paro. SheAisa Gzeira LaHashlich HaTinochus L'Mayim. O B'Yimei Nebuchadnezzar. SheGazal HaHashlich HaSchadev Shem HaZayel La'esh. SheEin Lehem B'chira. Umeyata Muvan. SheHapasig Maskir Rachez HaTzalah Yimei Haman, who was a Baal B'chira. And that was the reason. SheYuchal HaHazik. V'Eishin Mayim. Lo Nechlus U'Klal B'Shem Mazik Klapei Mailas B'nei Yisrael. But also Hasban. Again, this is somewhat of a dangerous hashkafic thought, but one has to formulate it as Hashem can always get involved. A person does not die before their time, Rachman al-Islam. But it's somewhat harder, if we could use that language, Lagabe Hashem, harder for him to get involved. Not harder, just rather not get involved, because that would be changing the rules that he has already set up with Bechira Chavshis and Schar Va'onesh. Very crucial Alshech on this pasuk of Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa, what he used to start the shir. Okay, we continue now by the seventh line or so, as we continue. Rabbi Yochanan pasuk lepischalai parshas ameihacha. Rabbi Yochanan started his shir with the following: Zachar chasdo ve'emunaso leveis Yisrael ro chalafse arez Yeshua selokenu. Hashem remembered. He remembered his chesed and his emuna to Am Yisrael and the whole world saw the Yeshua of Hashem. Emasai ro kalafsi aretz eish Yeshua selokenu. When did the whole world see it? V'yimei Mordechai ve'Esther. The names of Mordechai ve'Esther. Right? Rashi on the top right. Shahadover nigle l'chala umos. Shalchu igros b'chala olam. The letters went out. And everybody's like, what happened? The Jews were going to be killed. And all of a sudden they get these letters, so they see it. It's amazing. There was no nes there. Hashem's name is not there. It was a nes nistar. But still, Rav Yochanan used this pasuk to say that the whole world recognized it, because maybe that was one of the only times in the world that the world recognized the Yad Hashem behind the scenes. All the other times the Umos Olam recognized it, it was only when it was an Eis Nigla, and even then sometimes they didn't recognize it, like by Kriyas Yamsuf, like by Makas Bechoros, when the Egyptians eventually did not realize that it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or want to realize it. Reish Lakish pasak lepizklai parza meyacha. So we had Rabbi Yochanan, so now we have Reish Lakish. He darshed it from the following. It would be a fascinating study to figure out if each of these psukim are appropriate for the people using them. Like, why did Rabbi Yochanan use this pasuk about Neis Nistar? Why does Reish Lakish use the following pasuk? So we have to study it and see and go through it slowly. But either way, right now we continue. So Reish Lakish used this pasuk from Mishlei. Ari Noheim Vidov Shokek, a roaring lion, a growling bear. Moshel Rasha Al Amdal. That is a wicked Rasha that's ruling over a poor nation. Ari Noheim is a Nebuchadnezzar HaRasha. The lion is Nebuchadnezzar. Dechsiv Be Allah Aryeh Misuvcho. The lion goes out from the bushes, from the thicket. That's the lion. Dov Shokek, a bear. Ze Achashverosh. Achashverosh is referred to as a bear in the Nevuah of Daniel. Dechsiv Be Va'aru. Behold, Cheva Achari. There was another wild animal. Tinyana, a second one. Dum Yeladov. And it looks like a bear. That's referring to Achashverosh. V'tani Rav Yosef. Elu Parsia, these are the Persians. She'ochlid v'shosid kedov. They eat and drink like a bear. Right, very, quickly. Va'ubisurvalin basar kedov. And they have flesh. They're milubashin, Rashi says. They have a lot of meat on them. Umagavlin seir kedov. And they have a lot of hair on them. Ve'inlem menucha kedov. And a bear is never sitting. A bear is always pacing back and forth. They never have any menucha. So that's the Persians. They never have any menucha. They keep going. Moshel Rasha, Zehaman, Al-Am Dal, Il Yisrael. Shehem Dalim Min HaMitzvos. They're poor from mitzvos, meaning they were, at this point, not serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the best way. They were lacking in mitzvos. We'll have Hashem on tomorrow's daf. Reasons why they had the Haman's Gzeira against them, but here it just says in general, Shehem Dalim Min HaMitzvos. Dalim Min HaMitzvos. Weiter. Rebbe Lazar, Pasuk Lepiskei Parshas Mehacha, he used another Pasuk in Koheles about laziness. Batzal Taimi Macha Mekareh, Ubeshiflis Yadayim Yidlof Abayis. In laziness, the ceiling falls down, and Ubeshiflis Yadayim, when the hands are Shafel Yidlof Abayis, then the house leaks. What does that mean? Bishvil atzlus shahayalam liyisrael shloasku b'torah. The laziness that Am Yisrael had, that they weren't involved in Torah, naaseh sono shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu mach. The enemy, which means here it's a euphemism, it means Bnei Yisrael, became poor in their relationship with Hashem. Beimach elaani, mach means poor. Shneamar v'imachu meirkecha, as it says at the end of Vayikra, vein mekara el HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it means they became poor in their relationship with Hashem. That's a reference to Hashem. Shneamar hamekarev amayim ali yosav, as the pasuk say we say in Baruch Hinavshi. So as laziness, we know the Masul Yisharim, the first two midos that we have to go through based on the brisa that the Mesillas Yesharim bases the sefer on are zehirus and zrizus. That's how life starts. Life starts is by overcoming the natural tendency of human beings to be atzel, to lie down, to sleep, to not jump out of bed. What's the first shulchan aruch, the first tour, quoting the Chazal? You have to yakum ka'ari, you have to get up like a lion. Right? It's all about overcoming atzlus. That's so much. The first step in Avodas Hashem is trying to overcome being an atzel, wasting time, just relaxing in an inappropriate way. Obviously, Hashem also wants us to relax and to have fun and to enjoy ourselves. But in general, our life has to be one where we are always trying to accomplish. And that's zrizus, and that's the opposite of atzlus. So that is, we have to constantly chazer over the prakim of Zrizus and Mesillas Yesharim, and the prakim about Atzlus and the Archa Sadikim, right, that is, must be high on our list. Okay. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Pasach La Piskalai Parsha Be'acha, he darshened it from the following, Shir HaMalos, Lule Hashem Shehayalanu, Yomar No Yisrael, were it not that Hashem was with us, right, we wouldn't be able to exist. Lule Hashem Shehayalanu, Bukum Aleinu Adam. When man goes up against us, right, we need HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is always behind the scenes, he's always not only in front of the scenes, and we always have to recognize that always, that Hashem is above us. Adam, but it says when a man goes up against us, Adam Velo Melech. So Hashem saved us from this person. When were we in danger from a person and not from a king, Adam Babo Melech? So says the Gemara, that's referring to Haman, who was not a king. He was just an Adam. And the Maariv Chayah says, maybe this is also alluded to in the fact that we know that Lev Malachim Biyad Hashem. So Lev Miyachar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, controls the Lev Malachim. But it's harder. What is it? Adam, that's different. Yira Be'enai. Dilu Hayam Melech, Hine Lev Malachim Asaram Biyad Hashem. Umate biyadam hu za'amo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yib came tzrichim lahatztik habishpat dekol mat da'avid rachman alatavavid. Everything Hashem does with leaders is latavavid, because we know capital H, is in control, really. Ulam haman haya adam v'lo melech. Upa'al hara bebechir hachavshis shelo. V'lulei shahaya Hashem be'azreinu lo yacholnu la'amod. Somewhat even harder when he's not the king, because Hashem controls directly the actions and the behavior of the kings, but when it's an adam, he has to get more involved. Similar thought to what we said before. Weiter. Rava pasach lapisklai parshas amehacha. Rava started the shiur with this pasuk. Birvos tzadikim yismacha am. When tzadikim are many, the am is happy. Ubimshol rasha yeanech am. And when rishaim get power, then the nation groans. Nation groans. Birvos tzadikim yismacha am. Ze Mordechai ve'Esther. And Mordechai ve'Esther are in charge. Everybody's happy. Tichsiv v'ha'ir shushan tzahala v'samecha. One of the psukim that we say out loud. Uvimshol rasha ye'anech am zeh haman. Tichsiv v'ha'ir shushan na vocha. Right? When Haman was in charge, everybody was depressed. Interesting, not that pasuk, but we know there's a number of psukim that we say the minhag is to say aloud, or there's no chiyuv to say that, but the Shulchan Aruch does quote it, to say a number of psukim out loud, or Mordechai, right, the Ish Yehudi, and La Yidumai Zohar V'Simcha, a couple of psukim out loud. There's also a minhag that's quoted to say the Aseres Bnei Haman. That is a machlokas, different minhagim. I've been in different shuls. Sometimes the tzibur says the 10 sons of Haman before the chazan, and sometimes the chazan just says it. Here, this one has some lumdus to it. That's a machlokas between the Chayi Adam and the Raga Shavar. Whether the Chayi Adam says, I think it's the Chayi Adam that says that it should be said out loud by everybody, and the Raga Shavar says one doesn't have to. What's the lumdus? So the later Achronim put this machlokas into the sugya of Shomea Kaona. When someone says something on behalf of me, when somebody makes kiddush for me and I listen, when somebody lanes the Megillah for me, generally, and I listen. When anytime there's a Chovas Akriya and I listen to someone else, so the question is, how does that work? Does that work that he is my mouthpiece? It's as if I'm talking through him, actually? Or is it, you don't even have to say that, but I get the credit. What he's doing, I get the credit for that. He gets the credit, and I get the credit. That's how Shomea Kaona works. But you don't have to say it as if I'm saying it. He's my mouthpiece. So I get the credit, which is a more or less formulation. It's just a different formulation. It's not more inclusive or less inclusive. I get the credit for what he's doing. So it's not as if I'm actually saying it, but I'm getting all the credit. So Lamai Nafkamina, where you have to say something in a certain way. So there, formulation one might not work, because I'm not saying it. For example, Birchas Kohanim, so you have the Beis HaLevi. The Birchas Kohanim has to be said B'kol Ram. So could one Kohen go up there and say it for all the other Kohanim? So the Beis HaLevi quotes that there was someone that told him, it was a minhag in Italy, that one Kohen went up and said it. The Beis HaLevi said, it can't be! Kol Ram! Meaning, Beis HaLevi knew the principle of Shomea Kaona, but Kol Ram, you have to say it out loud. And if you say formulation one, it's as if I'm saying it, but I'm not saying it out loud, I'm silent. But if you say, well, I get the credit for everything he does, then it's fine. Whatever he does applies to me. That could be the machlokas, whether Shomei Kod applies to Berchas Kohanim. But maybe that could be the Ragat Shavar and the Chayi Adam also. Well, there is an idea of saying the Aseres B'nei Haman B'Neshima Achas. So could his Neshima Achas go to me? So that's the Shaila. That's the Shaila, whether you could say it out loud or not. Again, this is something that applies in many contexts. Shomea Kaona, how do you look at it? Maybe one more. The Machlokas, Rashi Tosas Ritva, in the towards the second half of Maseches Sukkah, where the Machlokas is, what is one supposed to do when one is in the middle of Shmona Esrei and the Chazan gets up to Kedusha? So, Tosfos says, keep going. What are you going to stop for? If you stop, it's as if you're saying it, so you can't be Mafsik in the middle of Shmona Esrei. Tosfos says, keep going. Rashi says, no, stop and listen, and you get the credit, but it's not like you're being mafsik. So Tosfos says the first formulation. It's as if you're saying it, so you can't be mafsik in the middle of Shmona Esrei. Masha Enkein, Rashi says, no, it's not mamish, as if you're saying it. You're getting the credit. So therefore, you can have your cake and eat it too. You can get the credit of say Kedusha, even though it's not called a hefsik in the middle of Shemona Esra. So again, that's related to what some of the psukim that we say out loud. This one the Gemara just quoted, La Yehuda Baisa or Rav Sipcha. Okay. Rav Masna Omar Mehacha. Rav Masna said, he quoted this pasuk, Kimi Gai Gadol Shalom Elohim Krovim Elov. Who is as great? Who is as great as the nation that Hashem is close to? That's referring to Am Yisrael. Rav Ashi Amar Mehacha, Oh Hanisa Elokim V'Gomer. Hashem took us, Lokachas Goy B'Kerev Goy. Right, he took us out from amongst the nation. That is, he took us out from Shusha. Good. The next line, the Gra says, and it seems that this line should be really put later, because now we're going to start darshaning, Stam, the Pesukim at the beginning of the Megillah, before we finish all of these suggestions and the Minhagim of the Amoraim, how they started their shir. We'll read it now, but the Gra says, put it later. But we'll read it now. Vayihi b'achash v'rosh. Amar Rav, like we quoted from the Maharsha yesterday, Vayihi is from the word Vay Vahi. Lashonos of groaning, of exclamation, like woe is to us. It was woe to the Bimei Achashverosh. Hada dechsiv, and that's what the pasuk refers to in the Tochacha and Bechukosai, Vismakartem, Shom Loivecha, Lavadev, Lishvachos, Vigober, Vein Kone. Right, we're sold to the enemy as servants, and there's no one that wants to buy us, Vigomer, and finish the pasuk. So again, that is referring to the, Adrasha. But now we get back to how, we darshan where The story of Purim is alluded to in Psukim, so that line should be really later. Ushmuel amar lo ma'asim lo galatam l'chalosam. Shmuel says that Hashem didn't destroy us totally. Lo ma'asti b'yimei yivanim, v'lo ga'altim b'yimei nevuchadnetzar, l'chalosam b'yimei haman. Little out of order, it seems. L'hafar brisi itam b'yimei parsiyim, ki ani Hashem alokeihem b'yimei gog u'magog. So Shmuel, that's referring to the all these different saras. B'masnisa tana lo ma'astim yimei kazdim. During the Babylonians, she'emati lehem Daniel, chanani mishav azarya. I didn't forget them. V'lo ga'altim yimei yivanim. I didn't totally destroy them in the times of the Greeks. She'emati lehem Shimon at Tzadik, as we know, he was the time of the Greeks. He was the one that met Alexander the Great in the Gemara in Yuma. V'chashmona yubanav umatisyo kohen gadol. L'chalosa b'yimei haman. Shabbati Lohem, Mordechai Ve'Esther, Hashem always gave us leaders. Lohafer Brisi Itam, Bimei Parsiyim. Shabbati Lohem, Shel Beis Rebbe, V'chach Medoros, Ki Ani Hashem Elokehem, Lasid Lavo, Shein Kal Uma, V'Lashen Yichol Eshlopahem. There will not be any nation that will able to be controlled over us. Rebbe Levi Amar Mehacha. Rebbe Levi Darshan for this Pasik. V'imlota Rishu as Yoshvei Haaretz, if you do not drive out the Yoshvei Haaretz, so it's going to lead to trouble. So who didn't dry out the Yoshvei Haaretz? Rashi quotes, this is by Amalek and Shaul. We didn't drive out. Af Elu Ne'enshu, Rashi says. Al Shem Chamal Shaul al Amalek. Shaul had Rachmanis on Amalek. So that's what we know. It is, because we didn't drive out. They didn't drive out the Yoshvei Haaretz. It's fascinating. I quoted this, I think, a long time ago. If you look closely at the Haftorah, the story for of Shaul and Amalek, in the Haftorah for Parsha Zachar, where there's a process of Shaul recognizing what he did wrong. And it quotes there, what exactly was Shaul's chait? And the Gemara even says, why did Shaul only did something wrong and he lost his malchus? Why David also did Averis and he didn't lose his malchus? So if you look closely, the Mefarshim point out, at the Haftorah for Parsha Zachar, we see the problem. The Haftorah for Parsha Zachar, when Shmuel comes and says, Shaul, what'd you do? Shaul, what's going on here? Why didn't you wipe out the Amalekim? So Shaul says, well, he says, I didn't know the animals or this. They said, why do you wipe them out? So what happens? He ends up saying, it was the Am. The Am told me. And then Shmuel says, but you didn't listen. He says, no, the Am. And the Am were going to leave. Shaul, if you look at the Psukim, it's Meduyak, was influenced by the Am and what they thought. It says in the Pasuk, Vayachmol Shaul v'Am al Agag, v'Meita v'Tzon, and then Shashem says to Shmuel, Nichamti, I'm upset that I made him king. Shmuel comes to Shaul and says, what you do? And Shaul says, Baruch Hashem, look what I did. Shmuel says, Mekol Atzor Azeb Baznoi, Vayomer Shaul, Me'amaleki Heviyam Asher Chamal Ha'am Al Meitav Atzon. It's what the Am did. Shmuel says to Shaul, listen to me. I don't need your karbanos. I just want you to listen to the word of Hashem. Again, Vayomer Shaul Al Shmuel, Asher Shamati B'kol Hashem, Vo'elik Baderach Asher Shalachari Hashem. I did exactly what I was supposed to do. Vayikach ha'am me'ashalal. So to Vakar, again it's the Am. Shmuel says the Am one. Does Hashem want karbanos from this? Hashem wants you to listen to him. And finally Shaul says, Chatasi ki avarti espi Hashem. And he continues, ki aresi es ha'am eshmama kolam. Shmuel still turns around. Shaul rips his beged. Your machos is going to be ripped away. And finally he just says, Chatasi. Without putting it onto the Am. The problem that Mefarshim explained was, Shaul was a tzaddik. He started off as a tzaddik, but he was not a successful king because he was influenced too much by what the Am felt. David did whatever he wanted. And that's the beautiful Yalkut in Shmuel when David HaMelech is dancing in front of the Aron and he comes back in after being schwitzed up and after being, lowering himself, but dancing with all his mind in front of all of Bnei Yisrael. He comes in and his wife, the daughter Michal Bashol, says, oh, great job there. You embarrassed yourself in front of the maidservants of Am Yisrael. You sweated, you rolled up your sleeve. Great job. David says, that's why I'm king and not your father. What does the Yalkut say? Because I don't care what the Am thinks. I do what's right because I know it's right, says David HaMelech. And that's why David did personal averus, but it didn't have to do specifically with the Malchus. When it came to Shaul, that's why he had to lose the Malchus. But that's related to V'imlo Torishu as Yoshvei Haaretz. That's a reference to that story. Vayter. Rabbi Chi Amar Mehacha. Vayek Asher Dibisi Yelo Asos Lahem Asel Lachem. Like I wanted to do bad to the other nations, I'll do to you. And that's what happened in the story of Purim. Okay, here we go. Now we darshin Psukim. We dash in the Psukim, the beginning of the Megillah. Achashverosh. We assume that that name tells us something about the personality. Tells us something about the personality. The Gemara says elsewhere, the Remeir was Daik Bishma. Names tell, reflect about the Mahus. The Netziv says this. When Hashem brought everything in front of Adam to give it a name, it's not Stam a name that Adam thought of, but he looked at the Mahus of the item. Ma, says the Netziv. Masha yizbonein ha-adam al nefesh chaya shal osa bria hayu b'koach haruchani shalo hu shmo shal guf ha-bria afilu b'shoa she'ino mishtamesh b'zeh ha-koach ha-kol talui b'koach ha-kamus shenotzer l'zeh. Right, Sfarim say that there's a special siyata d'shmaya that parents have when they give a child a name, that they're giving enough the potential of a name. There's a potential of a name. When a person has a name of a certain personality in Tanakh, when they have a name that means something, That's a reflection of their mahus. So Achashverosh, Amarav, it's a conjunction. Achiv shel Rosh uben Gilo shel Rosh. He is a brother, Ach Rosh, a brother of Rosh, and the Ben Gilo in the same parsha of Rosh. Who is that? Achiv shel Rosh, Achiv shel Nebuchadnezzar Arasha. Achashverosh was a brother of Nebuchadnezzar. Shenikra Rosh, who was Rosh? Shedemar Antu Reshid Didava. You are the golden king. And Nebuchadnezzar was called. Achashverosh was a brother. Ben Gilo shel Rosh, who harag. Who bikesh laharog? Nebuchadnezzar killed. Achashverosh wanted to kill. Who achriv? Who bikesh laachriv? He wanted to destroy. Shedemar u'malchus achashverosh betchilas malchuso kasvu sitna al yoshvei Yehuda v'Yerushalayim. He wrote against the Jews. U'shmuel amar. So what is achashverosh? So hushcheru peneim shal Yisrael b'biyamav kishulei kedera. If you switch around the letters, it says shachor. His face, the Bnei Yisrael's face were blackened like the bottom of a pot. That's how lowly they became. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Kol Shezochro, anyone who mentions him, Amar Ach L'Rosho, says, ay, they groan. They groan when they hear his name. That's Achash Verosh. Rabbi Chanina Amar, Shakol Nasu Russian Biyamav, everybody became poor in his days. That's Rosh. Shenemar Vayasim HaMelech Achash Verosh Rosh, Mas. He gave taxes at the end of the Megillas Esther, and everybody became poor. Next, who Achashverosh? Next phrase in the Megillah. Who Achashverosh? What does that mean? He is Achashverosh. Who Berisho Mitchiloso Vatsofo. Whatever it says that, we assume that means he is the same guy. Start to finish Mitchiloso Vatsofo. Meaning, says the Maharal, even when he allowed the letters to be sent out to save the Jews, he wasn't doing that out of the goodness of his heart. He was doing that because he hated Haman. He's doing that because of Yad Hashem. He wasn't doing that because he loved us. He was a Rasha mitchila vatsofo. Who Esav? Who Rasha? Who Berisha mitchila vatsofo? Esav never did tshuva. Who does it right all at the end when he fought and he wanted to get into Maaseh Machpelah? When Chushim chopped off his head, right? He was a Rasha till the end. Who dasan va'aviram heim barisha mitchilas v'atzofan? All the stories about them. Who amelech achaz hu barisho mitchilas v'atzofo? Avram, who Avraham? The pasuk says at the beginning of Divrei Hayamim. Who Avraham hu b'tzidko b'tchilaso v'asofo? He was righteous from beginning to end. What was the beginning? Even before he recognized Hashem, right? He did avodah zara. So Pashas is b'tchilaso from when he recognized Hashem. When did he recognize Hashem? It's machlokas we showed him. How old was Avraham when he recognized Hashem? The Rambam says 40. The Rambam says 40. Ben Arbab Shadi Hikir Avraham is baro. He writes the ilchas avodah zara. The Ravid there says that there are some agadas that say he was 3, others say that he was a different age, right, without getting into it right now. Maybe he was 52. Okay. Weiter. Who Aaron and Moshe? Hey, Mitzidka Mitzchilas Vatsofan. Aaron and Moshe. V'David. Who Akatan? Who Bekatnuso Mitzchilas Vatsofo? David kept his katnus, his anava, right, from beginning to end. He was constantly an anav. Kishem. Shebekatnuso hiktenatmo eitzal misha gadol mena b'Torah. Just like when he was really a katan and younger, he lowered himself and learned from other people. Kach b'malchuso hiktenatmo eitzal misha gadol mena b'chachma. He still learned from others even after he became king, and therefore we have to learn from that. Hamela hamolech, amazing. We're darshaning every word. Hamolech amarav shemalech meatzmo. He took upon himself the malchus. Hamolech, he ruled himself. Amri la lishvach v'amri la l'gai. Some say this is a positive about him, and some say this is a negative. Amri la lishvach to avi inish to chashav l'malcha kavase. He wasn't even related. He wasn't in the family. according to this pshat, but it was nobody as roy as him, so he did it. He wasn't roy, he bribed his way in. That's what it means, me'atzmo. Me'hodu ba'at kush, Rav Shmuel, chad amar, me'hodu b'sofa olam, b'kush b'sofa olam. They were each on opposite sides of the world, a huge area. The chad amar, hodu v'kush, kabi adadi avikabi, they were right near each other. Kishem. Shemalach aholdu v'kush, kach malach misof olam v'atzofot. It's just saying, just like he ruled on these two, so too on the whole world. Kayotzi b'davar, similarly, atomer, you say, on this pasuk, kihu by Shlomo, rodeh b'chol eber anar mitifzach v'yad aza, Rav v'shmuel, chad amar tifzach b'sof olam v'aza b'sof olam. Some say they're on opposite sides of the world. The chad amar tifzach v'aza b'adi adavi avikami, they're next to each other. Kishem shemalach al tifzach v'yal aza, kach malach al kol olam kulo, so too on the whole world. The rugged shaver says, what kind of machlokas is this? This is in the Margolius Hashash. What kind of machlokas is this? Where are these places? Well, there's an argument about these places. Says the Ragat Shavar, well, it depends which way you go. Because this Gemara proves that Chazal knew that the earth was round. And therefore it depends. If you have two places near each other, but if you go around the earth the other way, that's Bisofa Olam Atzofa in the other direction. Or are they next to each other? So the question is, what does the Pasuk mean to tell us? But, says the Ragat Shavar, the earth is round. And the machlokas is which way you go. Wow. Sheva v'asher b'mei ha-medina, amar Rav Chisda, mitchila malach al sheva, he started with seven provinces. Ulo basof malach al esher, ulo basof malach al meya, 7, 20, 100. Elamei atu ushtei chayei amram. Sheva ushloshu b'mashana, amram lived for 137 my darashbe. So what are you darshan from that pasuk? Shaini hacha dekor yaseiru. No, the problem is here, it's extra, michti. Ksiv me hodu bar kush, it already says he was over the whole world. Sheva v'asher b'mei ha-medina lamali, why do you have to mention a number? Shema mina l'drasha. That's why we know it is a drasha. Vayter, Tana Rabbanan, Shlosha Malchu B'Kippa, three people ruled over the entire world, like a kippa, like a dome, over the entire world. Kippa, Rashi says, Tachas Kol Kippa Sarakia, under the whole heavens, Ve'elohein, Achav, V'Achashverosh, V'Nevuchanetzar, those three. Tosfos says, it doesn't say Alexander Mokdon, Alexander the Great, because that's not mentioned in Tanakh. Achav dechsiv chay Hashem Elokecha im yesh goy umamlacha shelo shalach adoni sham levakeshcha. So that's a reference to Nebuchadnezzar, because look at the continuation of the pasuk. It says on the side, v'amru ayin v'hishviyas agoy v'samamlacha. He made the whole world swear. V'ilo dahavi malach alayu hechi matzi mashvelahu. How can he make the whole world swear if that is by a reference to Achav. I'm sorry. Unless the Achav, that's the order that we're going in. And if, that's from Malachim. And if he was a king over all, then how can he make them swear? Nebuchadnezzar dechsev, ayahagoy v'amalach asher lo yitein et savaro ba'o melech bavel. Rash, on the side, it continues the pasuk, yavdu oso. As Nebuchadnezzar melech bavel, as asher lo yitein v'chulu. Achashverosh ha'da amran, that's how we know all three. The Ben Yoyada here describes, we're not going to go into it right now, l'may nafkamina, what do we have to know this for? What's the chiddush? Right, fine, a tzaddik. But these wicked kings, what do we have to know this for? So the Ben Yoyada goes through why, what the reason is. Vayter, siman shazdach. Couple of questions. V'su leka. Su leka, there's no other ones that ruled over the whole world. V'hayika Shlomo, that's the shin in shazdach. Right, Shlomo ruled over the whole world. Lo salam malchuse, but it didn't last. Rashi, lo hishlim malchuso. As the Gemara says elsewhere. Hanich lamandarai melech vehedyo, that's true if you say he was a king and then he lost the malchus. El lamandarai melech vehedyo ru melech ma'ikala meymar, but according to the mandarai that he became king again. So the Gemara says, no, Shlomo milsach risi havi bey. Shemalach ala yonav ala tachtonim. Shlomo was even more than the rest of the kings. And that's why he doesn't list him, because he's in a different category. Because he ruled over the upper worlds also. What do you mean the upper worlds? Rashi, the Shadim. Shlomo was in control. That's why, remember, we had a Gemara in Sukkah that he overheard the Malach HaMavet saying two people are going to die, so he got the head of the Shadim to take the two people to somewhere else. He was in control. And that's why the Maharshal says in Sanhedrin that what does it mean that he wasn't a king at the end of his life? Read Tanakh, he was a king. So maybe it just means he lost being Malach al Elyonim after he sinned. That was the difference. He lost that element. This could might also be a figurative. The Rashba in one place writes that he means Malach al Elyonim. It means that he was the ultimate in Chachma. And he understood even the most esoteric spiritual ideas. That's what it means. He was Malach al Yonim. Okay, that's why Shlomo is not on the list. V'havi Sancherev. Sancherev is ruled over everybody. Tefsev ki bi b'chol elok hei ha'aratoso eila. Asher itilo es aratom yadi. So he gave Yerushalayim to Lokavsha. He didn't get Yerushalayim, as we know the story. He said, I'll do it tomorrow, and that night, his whole army was decimated. He sent out a letter to all the nations. Hello! So he sent out a letter to everyone. So, no. There was seven that he was not Malchus on. It was pleasing in front of Daryavesh. 120. What about the other seven? So, he didn't have the whole world. That's not the narrator talking. He himself is talking about himself. So he didn't have it. He was lying. It wasn't true. He didn't have everything. Baruch Hashem. Now we continue. Dashing the next pasuk. On those days, sounds like right when he became king, this story happened. Viksiv basrei b'shnas shalosh l'malcha. But then it says, in the third year of his malchus. So when did the story start taking place? Right away or the third year? Amar Rava, my kesheves, la'achar shiriz yashva daito. It's not right away. It's after he had yishav hadas. What does that mean? Once he decided that now is a good time to make a party. What? Because what do we, here's the calculations. Amar Balshazar Khashavatah. The earlier king of Persia, Balshazar, of Bavel, he calculated when the 70-year Nevuah of Yirmiyahu Navi was going to be up, and they were supposed to have a base at Mikdash, and they didn't have one, but he messed up in the calculation, and that's why he was killed. But I'm going to calculate it, and I'm not going to make a mistake. That's what it means, that he waited till the third year of his malchus to make the party. Mahi. So what's the calculation? What did Balshazar do, and what did Achashverosh do differently? So, put on our math brain for a little bit. Yirmiyahu HaNavi said, at the end of 70 years, that's when we're going to go back to Eretz Yisrael. And he said it again in Daniel. Chashov. So let's figure out the years. Arba'in v'chamish to Nebuchadnezzar, the 45 years that Nebuchadnezzar reigned, the Esrim v'tlas to Evel Merodach, and after him, another 22 years of Evel Merodach, right, that is 67, v'tarta didei, and the 2 years of his own, of Balshazar, ha'ashivim, right, and then that was altogether, right after those 2 years, it's 70 altogether. 45, and 22, and 3. So having money to be back to Shivishtabish Behu. And then he took out the kalim of the base of Mikdash and started throwing a party. And by the way, before we get to what the miscalculation was, how do we know that Nebuchadnezzar ruled for 45 years? Let's go through some of the chronology. To Amar Mar, Galu b'sheva, Galu b'shvona. There are psukim that say that Am Yisrael went into Galus in the 7th year of Nebuchadnezzar, in the 8th year, Galu b'shvona asrei, Galu b'shasrei, the 18th and the 19th. So which is it? So Galu b'sheva l'kibush Yehoyakim. It goes as follows. In the 2nd year, and Rashi explains this also, in the 2nd year of Nebuchadnezzar, that's when he took over, that's when he started ruling over the Jews. 7 years later, in year 8 of his malchus, that's when he started exiling Jews. Galu b'sheva l'kibush Yehoyakim galus Yehoyachin. In the 7th year, after he conquered the Jews, Yehoyakim, he sent out the first galus, Yehoyachin. Meaning in the 8th year of Nebuchadnezzar, he sent out the first group of Jews, Cheresh v'masker, to Bavel. Shehi shmona Nebuchadnezzar, that's the 8th year of Nebuchadnezzar. Galu b'shmona asrei, what does that mean? The 18th year, l'kibush Yehoyakim, the 18th year to when he started taking over the Jews, galus sidkiyo, that's when he sent out the rest, that's when the Churban was. Shehi tshasrei Nebuchadnezzar, which was the 19th year of his reign, to Amar Mar, as it says, Shana Rishona Kibesh Ninveh. The first year he conquered Ninveh, right, a big city, non-Jewish city. Shnia Kibesh Yoyakim. That's when he started. He conquered Malchus Yehuda, but there was no Churban yet. Viksiv, right. So now we know that. Viksiv, he b'shlosha v'sheva Shana Legalus Yoyakim. The 37 years after Yoyakim, Malach Yehuda b'shnei Masar Chodesh be'asrim v'chamisha v'chodesh. At that point, Nasa Evel Merodach Melach Bavel. B'shtas Malchusu, as Rosh Yoyachin Melch Yehuda, Vayosias Vimesa Kela. Right, in that year, then Evel Merodach, who was the king after Nebuchadnezzar, brought out Yoyachin. So, Timnei, you have the 8 from the time that Yehoyachin went into Galus, Vitlasin Visheva, then another 37, that's 45. That's the 45 years of Nebuchadnezzar. And then you know, Evel Merodach is now in charge. Hari Arbin Vachamesh Nebuchadnezzar, so that's the 45. And re-saying what we said before, Esrin Vitlas to Evel Merodach Gemara, the fact that Evel Merodach was for 23 years, that's a Misora. Vitarte Didei, and then the 2 years of Baal Shitzar himself, Hashibin. That's 70. So Amar, Hashtavadi Salumifriki, they're obviously not going to be redeemed. I don't have to worry about anything anymore. Often wanted to be Makdasha, Vishtamish Behu. So he took out the Kelim of Beis HaMikdash and started using them. Hainu to Kamar le Daniel. And that's what Daniel said. Valmari Shmayas Ramapta, you raise yourself over Hashem. Ulamani di Beisei Haisev Kadamach, you brought the Kelim of his house in front of you. Fixiv, and what happened that night? Be Balal Yakata Bashazar Malka Kastoi. He was killed in his bed. Viksiv v'daryavesh mida kibal machuse kibar shnin shesin v'tartin. Right? He started being king right after Belshazzar, met his demise. So, Amar, so now we get back to the conversation. So Achashverosh says, Iyu mitatoi, anachashirav lo teina. Right, he made the mistake. I'm not going to make the same mistake he did. Miksiv l'malchus Bavel. Who said the 70 years to when Bavel started reigning? That's when he started calculating from. L'Bavel tziv, my l'Bavel l'Galus Bavel. It's from when Yehoyachin went into Galus. It's 8 years later. I mean, don't start at the beginning. You have to add 8 years. So kama b'tzira timnei. So you got to add another 8 years. So what happened? Chashiv v'ayel chilufayu. So the Achashverosh added 8 years. Chadid the Baal Shetzar, one more year of Baal Shetzar. V'chamesh didar yavesh. V'koresh v'tardid didei hashivin. And then after that, now Achashverosh is making the party. Kiva d'chazit d'malu shivin v'lo ifrik. Amar hashtavadei sulo mifriki. So he too started the mishteh. Afik mani d'mei mikdashav v'shtamesh behu. And he started using them. And he also was a couple of years off, as we know. Basata Vriki Bineim. So that's why the Sada came in, Vaharagat Vashti, and killed Vashti. Why Vashti and not Achashverosh himself? So the Ben Yoyada says, well, Achashverosh kind of followed Baal Shetzar in terms of like trying to calculate and then being Mavazeh. So maybe that's why he wasn't fully at fault exclusively. That's why they killed Vashti, the granddaughter of Nebuchadnezzar. The Maharal says, well, the Kelim maybe were Kfar Nischalel, and that's why he didn't, it wasn't totally his. So the Gemara, so one more line of Ashaper Chashiv. So what's wrong with this count? So Iunami Mitatah, he also made a mistake. You're supposed to start from Galus Sidkiyahu, the 19th year of Nebuchadnezzar. So they all messed up. It doesn't start from when Bavel started reigning, or from when the first Galus is from when the last Galus went out, and that's why the Purim story didn't happen at the end of the 70 years, it was a couple years too early, and Hashem, we will continue with this calculation tomorrow. Okay, we'll stop here.